Welcome, virtual entrepreneurs, millennials on the go, and adventure seekers with big dreams. You've found the right place. My name is Alexis Teichmiller, a millennial, lifestyle blogger, and digital creative. The Laptop Lifestyle is designed to inspire, educate, and challenge you to live the life you want every day. Together, let's unlock how to live the laptop lifestyle to the fullest. On today's show of the Laptop Lifestyle, I have Kelsey Cherry with me. Her work goes beyond just producing exceptional photos. As a total girl boss photographer, she aims to make every person she works with feel comfortable and connected with others. A joyful community builder, Kelsey aims to translate the personal connection she creates within people to each of her photos. She specializes in portraits, fashion, and travel. Her work has been featured in Elle Magazine, The Every Girl, US Weekly, The New York Times, and Redbook. She is behind the camera for some of Nashville's most influential bloggers, including Moriah Morrell, Velvet's Edge, Nutrition Stripped, and Happily Gray. Hey girl, what's up?
Hey girl, hey.
I am so happy to have you here. And I know I gave a little bit of an intro to you, but tell me a little bit more about who you are and how you got started in photography.
Well, I have been doing photography for as long as I can remember. I got my first camera when I was 15 years old for Christmas. Did my first photo shoot.
Santa.
I know. Thank you so much.
Santa coming in clutch.
Coming in hot. Did my first photo shoot with my best friend in my backyard, and then just really loved it and felt so much empowerment behind it and started doing it. Really in high school, for people just on a small scale, of course. And then when I got to college, I decided to study it. So yeah, that was kind of how it approached.
Yeah. Where did you go to college?
I went to college at Arkansas State University, okay. Which is in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Yes. Yes. I'm familiar kind of with that area. And how'd you end up in Nashville?
Yeah. So when I was in college, I interned for an amazing company called Fashionable. Mm-hmm. Fashionable is a social enterprise. It's based in Ethiopia, and they make leather products and scarves. And I had the privilege of doing an internship with them. And they're still around now, an amazing company, such a fun crew in Nashville. So if you're ever here, you'll have to check them out. But really fell in love with the city that summer. And when I was finished with college, I was just trying to decide a good move and where I could feel creative and inspired. And so I decided to come back to Nashville.
Naturally, I ended up here too. I just love the vibe here, and the people are so, everybody's just striving, you know? Nashville is such a creative space for people who are all here to try to achieve the same thing. Like, they're all trying to achieve their dreams. And I feel like there's nothing more inspiring than living in a place that inspires you.
Mm, yeah, I totally agree. Nashville's been one of the best cities that I've ever been able to call home, and how they foster collaboration just across citywide is unbelievable and so inspiring. And I just feel like anything you do here, you can kind of make it a good team and really bring it to life pretty effortlessly.
I completely agree. We talked a little bit about inspiration there and things that inspire you. What are the top three things that inspire you and your creativity?
Gosh, there's so many. You know, one of my biggest inspirations, just in general, kind of going back to what we said, but is collaboration. And I think if you can bring something to the table and kind of see what other people have to that idea, that's really where the magic happens. And I think that's been the most inspiring thing for me. I'm a part of a workspace in Nashville called Weld. Just every day I get to work alongside all these amazing photographers and creatives and bounce ideas off people and see what inspires them. And I think that that's been kind of the biggest thing. I'm really inspired by music. One of my favorite things, of course, to shoot is anything fashion related. So that industry is really inspiring to me. I follow tons of blogs, you know, love any of the girl bosses that a lot of us follow out there.
Who's your favorite
blogger or a fashion fashion icon.
Yeah, just who's your favorite, like, inspirational girl boss that you follow?
And you know,
like,
oh, I don't know her. If, well, of course, you, Man Repeller. So she.
Oh, I've never heard of her.
Oh, gosh. She is so funny. She's always pushing boundaries with fashion. And she's never really doing, like, what's technically in style. She's just really funny. And I think that people are going to be attracted to you if you kind of act in your real self and not kind of abide by, oh, like, this is all white, so I love it, you know?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Just being more authentic with yeah. what you actually want to wear and who you want to be.
Right, yeah. I'm, you know, really inspired to, like, Bob Dylan is probably my biggest muse. I always tell people when they ask me, like, who's your muse? And love Bob Dylan. I've been a huge fan for as long as I can remember.
So you mentioned Weld, and Weld is it's a co-working space, mm-hmm. correct?
It is.
Tell me a little bit about that and, like, the way that entrepreneurs work together, but we're all solo entrepreneurs, but we're working in co-working spaces. Like, I feel like that's a huge trend in business mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. So I've been a part of Weld since we opened in Nashville about a little over a year now. For me, it's just been such an amazing shift because I think, you know, before I was there, I know specifically in Nashville that, like we were saying, it's such a creative city. But I think at times as an entrepreneur or a freelancer, you can kind of see all of that around you and it can almost feel a little intimidating. And I think that that's just human nature. You know, when you're doing something that you love and you're surrounded by a lot of people that are doing it, it can just be sometimes a little scary. Like, how do you dive in, or how do you set yourself apart, or how do you get
where do you begin?
You know, yeah. It's just like and that's anything, even, you know, in Nashville, in Music City, you know, there's so many people that every day are, you know, we're trying to play all over town and go on tour. And I think it's, you know, essentially kind of the same with what I do with photography. And I think when I joined Weld, my biggest thing was I just want to make friends with all these people and really dive in as best as I can and ask a lot of questions and learn as much as I can, because I'm all about establishing relationships with people before ever, kind of going straight into
business.
Work. Yeah. Because I think anything I know personally I would ever want to shoot, I would want to make sure I'm working alongside someone that I believe in and would want to surround myself and give any of my time to. So I think, and I hope that makes sense how I just worded that, but
absolutely.
At Weld, it's been really amazing because, you know, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, things are always changing. There's always something to learn that you don't know. I can always learn something from someone else in my industry and vice versa. And I think it's just really important to be really open. And Weld's tagline is "We create better together." And I've never believed that more. I really think that when you have a community of people behind you that you believe in, that's really when you're going to reach your full potential of what it is that you're wanting to do. And I also think understanding that, you know, no one's ever going to have it figured out. I don't think, you know, you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, I've arrived. I'm the best photographer I could ever be.
Yeah. I hope we never arrive.
Right. And I think that that's what's been really amazing is just my expectations have shifted and my work ethic. I think when you're around, you know, 100 plus people that you feel inspired by, I think that changes up how you view everything really.
Yeah. And also I feel like being in a co-working space where there might be several other photographers among that space, you would mm-hmm. think that that would breed competition and jealousy. But it sounds like working in a space where, you know, creativity and community are the main goals. Like mm-hmm. it sounds like competition and jealousy aren't really, you know, something that's fostered there, which is incredible, but it's hard to find.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, every time I even hear people thinking about that, it's so wild because it's it's true. You know, that's nothing that's even a part of my mindset. Because kind of like, you know, I was saying, when you're in a creative field, no matter what that is, there's so much to learn. And I think that, you know, right now I could name 15 photographers that I look up to that I would have so many questions to ask. But it's like, at the same time, it goes both ways, you know?
It's also being that for someone else too, mm-hmm. you know, and making sure that you're accessible for people who are maybe just starting out. And it's like, hey, Kelsey, I love photography. You know, what can I learn from you? And being receptive to that in a way that's healthy, you know, and boundaries and, like, you know, not giving away all of your time. But I feel like that's twofold. You know, whenever you are trying to make something of yourself, you reach out to people and you want to learn from them. But then whenever you've, you know, kind of established yourself in your space, not necessarily quote unquote made it, but then you have more people reaching out to you. So how do you say no? When do you say yes? And, like, tell me about the struggle between that.
So this past year, just in my photography world, has really been a fun kind of turning point where I decided, you know, I think anybody listening out there that's a photographer, you can kind of know that, you know, when you start doing photography, you kind of just go full in and you shoot everything you can imagine. You shoot families, babies, you know, like somebody sends you an email and asks you to shoot something and you say yes, just because it's work. And I think this last year for me has been really shifting because I've kind of been able to look at my work and really just decide what makes me feel more alive as an artist. And those are the things that I want to make sure that I'm shooting and make sure that I'm spending my time on, because I think that in a creative industry, just that the whole idea of saying yes to everything can get over your head. And I've been that girl before, you know, I've been
the yes girl.
I've done 7 shoots a week and I've, you know, been kind of just felt like I was sinking and still said yes. But I think what I've kind of just this last year, like I said, it's been so cool, is just I've really been able to focus on what it is that I want to shoot. And that's, I love shooting fashion. I love shooting brands, portraits, and just kind of bringing to life a product and, working, you know, with people and making them feel as comfortable as possible. And I think, like, as a photographer, one of the things that I really try to make sure is that for my clients to not feel any sort of, like, disconnect between me, of course, and them. And because I think sometimes when you are the yes girl and you're saying yes to everything, you can kind of lose a little bit of
the creativity
of your character. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know, it's just you don't really connect with your subject. You aren't sure about the photo shoot that you're trying to accomplish. And I think if you go into everything that you do and you feel inspired by it, then you're going to end up creating something that you're more proud of. So
amen. Amen to that. For sure. Because sometimes we get sucked into projects and things that are soul sucking. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever worked an like 8-to-5 job while doing photography, or is photography is your full-time job?
It is. So right? It's my full-time job. Okay. Mm-hmm. When I actually have not, when I moved to Nashville, I was working part-time at a juice bar. So this was almost 5 years ago. and that was kind of just moving to a new city. I didn't really know anybody. And that was kind of just something to do on the side while diving into photography. So,
but other than that, a lot of work.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was crazy. when I first moved here, I was so intimidated by Nashville. So intimidated. And I was living in New York before Nashville. Okay. And I think that it was just such a funny shift. I was like, I don't know how to set myself apart. I don't know what I want to shoot. I was saying yes to everything. So it was kind of crazy.
Do you feel like, did you live in New York City?
I did.
So what was the energy like? You know, was it life-giving or life-draining?
Oh, I love New York. Okay. You know, I'll always tell anyone, if you know me, I feel like I have so many sides to myself, but the city girl kind of comes out every now and then, you know. Mm-hmm. I love the energy there and the people there and the creative vibe that the city puts off. And I think, you know, you can't go anywhere without feeling inspired. But I think it's just so interesting when, and this is kind of cheesy, but I always tell people, like, when I leave Nashville, I genuinely really, really miss it. And I miss the energy and I miss the people here. And I think that that's why I know that this is home for me, because I don't get that when I leave like New York or other places that I've gotten to travel to. So
I'm actually from Southern Illinois originally. Oh, and, yeah? You know, there's an aspect of going home that will always be, it'll be home for me. You know, mm-hmm. It's relaxing. But there's something about when I cross the Tennessee state line that, like, I settle back into my comfort zone. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. Like, there's something about this city, or honestly, no matter where anybody lives, like, I feel like if you don't have that connection with where you're at, like, you should move, you know, mm-hmm. like, if where you're at doesn't inspire you or challenge you or, like, push you to be a better you, like, leave.
I know, it's crazy. You can ask any of my friends that I go visit or anywhere that I travel. I always tell people, you have to come to Nashville. I've got a PDF. I'm going to email it to you. Which I really do. I have a PDF of every activity you could ever imagine that you would want to do in Nashville.
So. That's crazy. Is that on your blog?
It's not, but I should add it to there, huh?
You should add that as like a free Nashville guide. Like, here are all the things I love to do in Nashville.
Oh my gosh, I know.
So being a creative person, and you talked a little bit about your creative process, like, what is your biggest challenge as a creative right now in the place you're at? What is your biggest challenge?
I think probably just, you know, I am one of those people that is just like, people, you know, my friends that know me, they would say like, oh, Kelsey, like, she could hang out forever. Yeah. I'm such like a social little butterfly. So I think that my biggest challenge for me is just kind of like, after the shoot is over, just like kind of setting back and getting into a good, getting into just a good vibe. I mean, of course, obviously if you're out there listening, of course, I'm going to get you your photos back like ASAP. But but what I'm saying is I think my biggest struggle is just, I can be a little bit, I think any creative can get like this, but I can be a little bit ADD, you know,
oh, for sure.
To where I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know. You know, I'm doing 1,000 things at once. I can get very easily distracted. Exactly. So that's probably one of my largest struggles at the time. I hope I answered that okay.
Oh, it was perfect, because I'm the exact same way. I'm like, oh, this looks fun and this, and I want to do all these things with my friends, yeah. But I also want to work and stay up till 4 a.m. Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And Nashville is just like the land of activities. So
I know, it's the struggle.
Every single day.
So you have worked a lot with some pretty big, notable brands, pretty recognizable. How do you pitch yourself to brands? Whenever you're just getting started, like, you know, for someone that's just entering into the freelance space, whether it be photography, whether you're a travel blogger, you're a jewelry designer, like whatever, whenever you're trying to collaborate with a large brand, how do you position yourself and pitch yourself for them to hire you or to work with you?
Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting question to answer, because I think a lot of the work in my photography life that I've previously done has been centered around the blogging world. So, you know, oftentimes a lot of these brands, you know, they'll reach out to the blogger and then I shoot the product. And then that's kind of how almost like the relationship is started.
So the blogger picks you to shoot, or?
Right. The blogger, you know, will ask me to shoot and we'll shoot for this brand and we'll do these collaborations. And then it's, I haven't had to pitch to many brands, which has been nice. I definitely see the importance of doing that. And, but luckily I've been able to kind of work with brands that I've already had relationships with. Like I was telling you guys earlier, I did an internship in college with a local company here in Nashville. And just from that, have been able to shoot tons of other brands in town. And that's all really been word of mouth and just kind of knowing my work from other outlets. And I think any
just
of,
kind of like letting your work speak for itself a little bit and like being that person that's easy to work with.
Right, right. Well, I hope so.
You seem very congenial.
I think people would say that. But, no, kind of what I was saying, I definitely see the importance of pitching to brands, and that's something that in this last year I've really kind of and Weld has been really helpful with that. You know, we have chats all the time, like, in meetings and just, like, how do you pitch yourself to brands? How do you attract people that you want to shoot for? And, it's just something I've really been learning a lot this year. You know, I recently was on a photo shoot in Charleston, South Carolina, with my friend John Hillen, who is an amazing photographer here in Nashville. And his client was Banana Republic. And so we got to shoot, you know, their lookbook. And that was amazing to be a part of. But I think some of the most inspiring projects and brands that I've worked alongside have been here in Nashville, which has been really encouraging and kind of cool to work alongside. So
do you find yourself working with brands that give back to the community? I know that you just got back from a trip to Haiti. Like, do you find yourself working with brands that, you know, are philanthropic in a way?
Right. I think that, you know, how I was saying earlier, like, I love fashion and just love that world. And I think that it is something, let's see how to word this. Let me back up.
You're fine.
So I was just in Haiti and I was working alongside a brand called Haiti Design Co. And are you familiar just with the expression slow fashion?
I am not. Please educate me.
So it's just, you know, knowing your maker, knowing the factories. You know, when I was in Haiti, we literally went from seeing where the leather tannery is to picking the leather up to taking it to the makers to watching, you know, now these people who are friends of mine create these amazing products based, you know, on trends that are here and that are trends of, you know, coming this fall. And it was so cool to see and to eliminate just a lot of questions about where your clothing is coming from. Mm-hmm. And to just being able to provide people, I mean, just provide a life in better circumstances. I find that to make my job, like telling their story, much easier when I know what I'm doing is helping. So I think I'm very attracted to working with socially conscious brands, and that's kind of like at my core, like what I love. And I think that it's just really important. And I think a lot of times you can get wrapped up and just you know, be a consumer and buy. But at the end of the day, it's like what if you could purchase something that, you know, helped out or made someone's life a little better? Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, not be want more, to, you know. Yeah, so. Be more socially conscious. I think that's a beautiful thing, and I love that, especially the millennial generation, mm-hmm. is shedding a lot of light that, you know, was never shed on that entire industry. I feel like we care so much more about the way things are made and what we put in our bodies and the clothes that we wear and where they come from. Shout out to all the millennials.
I know. I think we're all doing a really good job.
I think we are too. I mean, despite what everybody thought of us in the beginning, you know, these last couple of years, we've been entering the workforce and people haven't been too happy with us. They've had to change the way that they do business a little bit.
I know, right?
Oops. Brands aside, how do you establish strong connections with bloggers then? Because you do work with a lot of bloggers. Happily Gray is one of my favorite bloggers. I mean, she's like my inspiration. I've met her once or twice. She's a very sweet person. Like, how do you get in the same circles with them? How do they approach you? Do you approach them? What's that process like?
I was lucky, you know, so John Hillen, he's like I was saying earlier, he's one of my really good friends here in town, and he shoots Mary regularly. He would like, he's her like week to week photographer kind of go to. Mm-hmm. And he was just one of my best friends when I moved here. And I also, like, you know, everyone else, of course, that sees Mary's blog was just very inspired and kind of loved the attention to detail and the way that you shot the clothing and just like kind of made it come alive a little bit more, you know, and so started shooting just a little bit here and there with it. And then really, I mean, it just was so, it's so wild. Like I have been able to shoot for now so many blogs here in town. Like I shoot and I've created like a whole system. It's so funny. I always tell people that ask, I'm like, this is wild. Like, you know, if you see me around, you know, I'm always around town, like shooting somewhere, but I've been able to, yeah, just kind of establish relationships with people and trust them and have created some really amazing content. Like I shoot for this amazing blog called Velvet's Edge, and there's a few girls within that blog, and I shoot for two of them every week and then the other two every other week. So I've kind of just like got it down to a system, you know, and then I shoot for a really amazing blog called Nutrition Stripped, where I've been able to
Mikhail kind Hill. Of,
yeah, I love Mikhail Kelly. you know, it's been so amazing being able to shoot with her, because, you know, even prior to that, I never shot food photography or anything, you know, with nutrition. So it's just been a whole nother learning experience. And then, you know, one of the other first bloggers I shot with, Mariah Merle, she's now, you know, just become one of my best friends, and we shoot every week, and just the growth that I've seen in her blog since, I mean, we essentially started together. I was, you know, her first photographer, and we started just like shooting, and it really took off, and it's been really cool and inspiring, and I'm so happy for her on how her blog has turned out and, you know, everything she's doing and whatnot. So yeah, it's been, I hope that answers the question, but yeah, I really do love shooting for all these blogs I've gotten to shoot for. It's been really sweet and such a fun learning experience. So
that's awesome. What do you feel like having a blog, a part of your website, is important for your photography business?
For mine?
Mm-hmm.
I've loved having a blog on my website. It's, you know, like I said, being that I shoot all of these blogs every week, I have so much content. So it's just been so cool to be able to look into all of that and make it almost my own, you know? And I think that having a blog when you're a creative, or just some sort of outlet where you can kind of just talk about your day to day or talk about what you've been working on, is really important, because I think that lets people see, you know, just like a little look into your real life and just like who you are. And, so yeah, I think that it's really important, and it's been really fun. I don't have an interest in being like a style blogger myself, but I love just kind of connecting people with, the things and the people that I get to meet. So.
Yeah. And I love reading your blog because you share a little bit about the story behind the photo, which I always like, especially from the photographer's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, you have an inside look that someone that's just scrolling through on Instagram doesn't have. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that that's cool that you share that aspect too. What do you think has been the most surreal moment of your creative journey? Like one of the most, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here right now. I can't believe I'm doing this. That I'm getting paid to do this. Like that moment, you know, I'm sure there have been many in your career, but like just one of those moments that you want to share that really just, you know, made you take a step back and say, I'm doing this. I'm doing the thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. I think, you know, a few, a few years ago, I had such an amazing privilege to intern at Elle Magazine in New York City. And that was kind of a time in my career. You know, like I said, I started this journey when I was about 15 and loved it all through high school and was like kind of known as a photographer. You know, I always had my camera everywhere I went and like studied photography in college. And then when I was able to kind of be in that world and doing something that I love, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like not necessarily like I've made it, but I was just, you know, it was a really proud moment where I was able to be a part of something so much bigger than myself. And, you know, it was just like a fun little mindset shift that like, hey, like you can do whatever you want to do. And that's another thing, like I'm just such a fan of like doing what you love. And I think that no matter what your circumstances are, where you are, like, I think if you are surrounding yourself with people that you love and you are passionate about your career, I really think you can do whatever you want. And that's my thing. Like, if you know me, I'm always like, do what you want, like do whatever you want, do it. Like, I'm just like, I do not think that you were put on this planet just like to pay a bunch of bills and to, you know, then you're done. Like, I think it's
there's that quote on Pinterest, like, I was made for more than to pay taxes and die.
That sounds about right.
So you talked a bit about surrounding yourself with people that love you and that support you in your creative journey. How difficult has it been for you to find a community of like-minded people? I mean, did people always get your creativity, or was that a little bit of a struggle growing up and then into your adulthood?
I think when you aren't surrounded by like-minded people, then that's when you kind of get discouraged, and then that's when you lose inspiration. So, and of course, like, I don't think that I've always just been, I think that I've always been supported and encouraged by, of course, like family and friends. But, I do totally think that Nashville specifically is unlike anywhere I've ever been. Just because like, I really feel like people care about people here, you know, and they want people to do well, and they know the struggle, and they know what it's like to be on a creative journey. And just like the trial, you know, of course, like the trials that come with that, like, you know, it's not like even speaking about myself, you know, it's not like everything's always just been super peachy. And I, you know, I mean, like, yeah, owning your own business is really hard, and it's there's so many things to learn, and there's so many things that change every day. And, you know, it's photographer, like it gets really cold outside and people don't want to do photo shoots and, you know, things can be slow. So I think, and for me, it 100% has been the Weld community that I've been able to call home this last year. Just, I think that's been the most kind of building and where I've really been able to just make a little bit more sense of my job and just myself. And, yeah, but you know, aside from that, I really don't think that it's hard to find community if, you know, just like if you're looking for it. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody wants to feel, you know, safe and like they belong. And I think that that's relatable to everybody. So I think if you're just open and put yourself out there, that it'll come easy. And I think that's wherever you are.
Yeah, just it's a kind of a universal thing. Everybody wants to feel understood. Everybody wants to feel heard. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I will say, even myself, sometimes I'm supported, but sometimes not understood.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So it's like,
I know, I can't even tell you. My parents live in a small town in Arkansas, and I can't even tell you how many times my dad's like, what's collaboration even mean?
For sure. It's pretty difficult sometimes to explain to my grandma what a podcast is. She's like, now what are you doing now?
Oh my gosh, I love that.
But she loves me in the process, and that's all I can ask for. So you found a community that supports you in your work and your life. How do you struggle, or how do you, I guess, balance the work and the social life and making sure that, you know, you're taking care of yourself, like self-care?
Yeah.
How do you manage all of that?
A few years ago, I would have been the worst person to answer this. I had zero work-to-life balance. I would do photo shoots all day. I would be working on my computer until 10 at night. If I got an email at 11, I would answer it. And I think it was like a light bulb went off in my head one day. I was like, you know, anybody, client, whoever that is that I would want to work with, you know, I don't think they would be sending me emails at 11 o'clock at night. And if they are, I probably, you know, I'm not sure I would want to work alongside them. Like, not that that's a bad thing. Yeah. I think everybody kind of goes through phases where you have to like put in the hours, but I think that it's just so important to have a balance and to have days when you answer emails, to have days when you do photo shoots, like to have specific days when you have coffee meetings with people, you know, because I always say, like, by nature, I am a very chill individual, but if you were to see me some days, like, my eye might be twitching and I might be like running around doing 1,000 photo shoots. And it's like, but I know, like, I have to cut myself off, you know, and I used to not have that realization. And I think that you can make more work, or you can do more work and just have more freedom when you kind of allow yourself to have a little bit of a schedule. And just to know your boundaries and to know that, hey, like, it's 6 o'clock. Like, maybe I should, like, instead of doing a photo shoot or editing, like, maybe I should go to happy hour with a friend, or, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. like, just kind of make sure you're, like, just as equally investing into relationships and your, you know, your spiritual health and emotional health. And, one of my biggest outlets, I love spin. So, like, indoor cycling. That's one of my, like, favorite things, which is so funny. I feel like,
Have you ever done Soul Cycle?
Oh gosh, yes, I love it.
I've never done it before, but
yeah, it's so fun. It's just so high energy, and you're like, you know, that's another thing. It's like you totally feel a part of something. And yeah, I love it. So I think it's really important to create a healthy work-to-life balance. And I think that everybody's looks different. So yeah, I think that's also something that's been growing and better.
Just a daily struggle, not even a struggle, but just a daily lesson, like an area for growth. And I always hear and say that you can't pour out if you have nothing to give. Mm-hmm. And so you can't create good work if you're not taking care of yourself in the meantime. Because sometimes, I don't know if this is the same for you, but sometimes I end up resenting the work I'm doing because I'm because I'm so busy, or my calendar and, you know, I feel stressed. I'm not managing my stress very well, that I end up resenting the very opportunities that make me happy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, like, even that phrase for me is just something that kind of is a pet peeve, excuse me. Woo, I can't talk. I think that it's so important to be driven in doing things, but just the whole idea of I'm busy. I think when you kind of get in routine of that, and then that's what people know you as, then
yes, they expect it from you. And then they don't reach out.
Yeah, you know, you almost lose your spunk. Or if you think about it, you know, if people are looking at any of my work and they don't want to reach out to me because I'm too busy, like, we could be missing out on something really cool, you know, whether that's like a fun project or a friendship or, you know, so I always say, like, I'm not busy. Like, I'm just having a good time, you know,
I'm not busy. I'm just doing life, and I always can make time for you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure. So this show is called The Laptop Lifestyle. So I'm going to do something, you know, kind of fun, and it's called the Laptop Lightning Round. Oh, and I'm going to ask you the Laptop Lightning Round, featuring Kelsey Cherry. Oh, so I'm going to ask you 5 questions that are all centered around your laptop, and just quick fire answers. You don't have to think about it too much. So welcome to the Lightning Round. Okay. So question number 1, if your laptop had a name, what would it be?
Otis.
Ooh, Otis. I can dig that. I totally. It's like 1950s meets 2016.
Yeah, the boy that everyone wants to know. He is having a good time. He's getting things done. Otis. That's it.
I love it. I love it. Question two, what is the screensaver on your laptop right now?
Oh gosh, I'm so lame. It's literally black. Just because I'm a little OCD with organization.
And it's got to be crisp and clear. I get it. I totally get it. Okay, question three. What are three applications or programs that you couldn't live without?
Spotify, Slack.
You're a Slacker?
I love it. Oh my gosh. We use it across Weld, and then just I have a pal that works with me on like my own business and stuff. And so we talk on there, and it's just such a fun way to like keep organized. And across Weld, it's just hilarious. Everybody's like sending jokes, and I love it. And you said, did you say three?
I did. Yeah. So you said Spotify and Slack. One more.
Yeah. I would say that I'm probably on Lightroom more than anything because that's what I edit and work on. So Lightroom.
Okay. Question four. How many hours a day do you spend on your laptop?
Four.
Only four?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm the girl that's like out shooting.
You're doing life right. Oh yeah. You're shooting and then you edit.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that work-to-life balance, I think, you know, there'll be days where I'll be on the laptop from, you know, like 8 to 5, but that's certainly not every day. So I would say your average, like probably like 4 to 5.
That's awesome. Okay. Question five, what does the laptop lifestyle mean to you?
Oh gosh. You know, I would say, really, that I'm just thankful that I get to call photography my job, and it's so exciting that I can work for myself and kind of create my own schedule, and it's fun, and it helps me make a little more sense of, you know, myself and like the world around me. And yeah, this was supposed to be a quick answer. Oh gosh, but did that answer it?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Lightning round.
Lightning round is finished. okay, so I have two more questions for you, but before I ask those, I would love if you would share with me and everybody listening where people can find you online.
You can find me at kelseycherry.com. You can also sign up for my newsletter on kelseycherry.com, and I do that every other Monday, and that's kind of a fun, like, just look into travels that I've been doing and or things that inspire me and just different things. And then, on Instagram, I'm just at Kelsey Cherry.
Perfect.
Cherry, easy. Like the fruit.
And Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Perfect. One of my last questions for you is, what is the biggest advice you could give to someone who's maybe just getting started in the online creative space?
My advice would just be to 100% be transparent. And be, you know, just communicate as best as you can, you know, and I think that people are attracted to, you know, just the transparency and people being real. And yeah, so that's probably, I wish someone would have told me that a long time ago, you know, just like be who you are and, be thankful, like alongside that, you know, that like, that you're here and that you can call whatever creative job it is that you do, like that you can call that your job. And just, you know,
just being authentic in the process.
Yeah. And, you know, just try to enjoy every moment that you have. And I don't know. And just like, you know, it's really beautiful that, you know, we're here and alive and can do things that inspire us. And I think just really lean into that and you'll create something I think you're proud of.
Absolutely. My last question for you is, what are you most grateful for in the life that you live?
Gosh, I would say I love my friends. I think my friends here just 100% feel like family. And I always feel like I get emotional even thinking of them. I'll be like traveling and just like different friends will just pop into my head. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like what a treat. Like I get to call all of those people like my people. And so I think these amazing friends that I've gotten to live life alongside. And I think it's so special, like this season of life, you know, like the 20 somethings. it's so fun just to to be able to have all of those people alongside of you that are going through the same things. And so I would say that's probably what I'm the most grateful for in my current life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending your time with me today and sharing a little bit of your creative path and, you know, where you're headed. And thank you so much for just shining your light on us today.
Thank you, girlfriend. It was so fun to talk to you.